A very good evening to you all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. By God's grace, we have been in the memorial season, and God has still counted us among the living. And last week, we started our study about our Passover memorial. It was from the reprint 3525. So we covered almost some 5 to 6 paragraphs. So today, we'll continue from the same. It is from reprints 3525. And from the Memorial Meditation book, it is page number 38, beginning from the paragraph with the subheading in the same night. So, Gopal brother, can you read?
In the same night, how much more impressive and inspiring it is to celebrate an important matter on its anniversary, to recall the deeds and words and looks and place ourselves with the chief actors of the greatest of all dramas, which over 18 centuries ago ended at Calvary. It even strengthens our general faith in divine providence to note that the very day, the very hour, as well as the very year of this tragedy, God had predetermined, so that although previously the Jews sought to take him to put him to death, no man laid hands on him because his hours was not yet come. The precise time of this great event had not only been typified for centuries with careful precisions as to the very day, but our Lord, with equal exactness, declared, "Mine hour is come." And when instituting the bread and wine memorial of his own death as the antitypical lamb, he waited. And when the hour was come, he sat down with his disciples to eat the Passover supper, saying, "With desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Luke 22, verse 15.
Thank you, brother. So, here in the same night, so it signifies how much more it is important and how much more it will be more important or give the significance a good value if you observe the Lord's memorial in a particular hour, in a particular moment, in a particular hour, which is actually mentioned as the scriptures. Because of all the events that are recorded in this world, the greatest event that has ever taken place is the death of our Lord. Because the death of our Lord opened a way for us, you see, to go to heaven, to have access to the throne of grace, to approach God directly through Jesus Christ. So this great event has to be exactly observed at the same moment. Hence, we read in the scripture that so many scriptures speak about that hour. See, Jesus, when he mentions that about that particular hour, it says that so many people came, so many soldiers came to arrest him. You see, so many authorities sent him. Sent the soldiers to actually arrest Jesus. But we read in the scriptures that no man took hold on him because the hour was not yet come. That means nobody could even touch Jesus Christ. You see, the soldiers who came to arrest Jesus, they actually fell backward. And they were surprised. How can we arrest such a man? He speaks so, you see, wonderfully, and he speaks so knowledgeably, and there is no cause that we can arrest him. So that was the witness that was actually given by the soldiers about Jesus Christ. So similarly, when we read in the Bible, when our Lord sat down for the memorial with the disciples, you see, he mentions, "Mine hour has come." So mine hour has come. So at that moment only, and at that particular hour, Jesus organized this antitypical memorial. So, if Jesus himself, remember, if Jesus himself has particularly observed this memorial at that particular time You see, it is much more important for us being his disciples, following the footsteps of Jesus, to correctly and exactly observe, you see, that memorial on that particular time and particular, you see, hour. Therefore, the greatest event, you see, here it mentions that it is, you see, it is the greatest event of all, you see, century, among the 18 centuries. This is the great drama that has unfolded, you see. Hence, we see in that Passion of Christ, you know, Passion of Christ means passion means what? That zeal, that energy, that complete desire, you see, of Jesus was that to do the Father's will. What extent? To such extent that even though he was chastised, you see, to the extreme, even though he was tested to the extreme, he never gave up. He completely surrendered to the will of God. So that passion, you see, that was a great drama that was unfolded. This was a grand example, you see, not only to the angels, but to the entire mankind, that you see, Jesus as a man could go to such extreme to be obedient to God even unto death, and not only in death of any some ordinary death, but even a death of a cross. Okay, next paragraph. Who will read? Amar brother, can you read, brother?
Let us keep the feast. With equal carefulness to that shown by our Lord and his apostles, let us keep the feast, the memorial of his death, as he directed, not at any time, morning, noon, or night, but only as supper. Not any day, but only on its anniversary, if we would do this rather than commemorate something else on some other date. This year, Monday, April 17th, will correspond to the day on which our Lord was crucified. From 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. when he died, crying, "It is finished." He was laid in Joseph's new tomb before 6 p.m. and the next day, beginning at that hour, was the first day of the Feast of Passover, celebrated by the Jews. Corresponding this year to Tuesday, April 18, we celebrate nothing in common with our Hebrews friends, but refer to their date by way of making clear the date on which we locate it. Our Lord did its memorial supper of the preceding evening.
Okay, read one more
Our Lord
paragraph. Read, continue with that.
instituted the memorial supper, which he requested his followers to celebrate after 6 o'clock on the evening before he was crucified. In the same night in which he was betrayed, this, however, as we have previously shown, was on the 14th of Nisan, the very same day on which he died. God, having provided the Jews a custom for counting their days from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. from sundown to sundown.
Okay, thank you, brother. So So, if you read in the Bible, there are two scriptures which mentions that Jesus particularly celebrated in the tower. Let us read John 12, 23, brother. John 12, 23. Somebody can read. Anybody can read. Anybody who opens the Bible can read.
John 12.
23.
And verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified."
Very good, sir. So here, if you see that incident, it is actually speaking about the you see the moments before the Passover. Probably you can tell that you see it is the time that Jesus was welcomed you see into Jerusalem, you see, and in 3 days Jesus was supposed to celebrate the memorial. So beginning from there, if you see from 13th chapter, the Passover feast was organized, and from there, if you see the moments, the last moments about Jesus, you see, spending his time with the disciples is given. And if you read John 17 chapter, verse 1, it is actually the prayer of Jesus Christ. So let us read that one. See, John 17 1. John 17 1. John 17 1. You see, read that one, sister.
Okay, brother. This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee."
See, here in John 17 chapter, before that one, if you read in John 16 chapter, verse 32, he says, the hour is come. You see, yeah, the hour cometh, and yeah, it is now come, and you shall all be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. But yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Again, here Jesus mentions about the hour that is going to come. It has already come, where Jesus would be betrayed. You see, where Jesus has to, you see, a time will come that Jesus will be arrested. So there, the conversation with the disciples end. So from 13 chapter to John 16 chapter, Jesus actually speaks and strengthens the disciples. After that one, if you see, in 17 chapter, Jesus lifts his eyes to pray to God. You see, so that is the prayer, the last prayer of Jesus with the disciples. Again, there he mentions the hour is come. You see, so here and all, we get a reference that Jesus did not commemorate this memorial or the new antitypical Passover any day or any time, whichever you want. Not in the morning, you see, not in the noon, you see, not in the night, but exactly at that evening. Why? Why exactly in the evening? Because the Passover lamb in Egypt was slain exactly in the evening. So what time the evening begins? Generally, what time the evening begins? Anybody, any idea? You see, when do we wish somebody as good evening? When do we start wishing somebody as good evening? If you see, that is from 3 p.m. You see, hence in the world, you see, whenever the 3 p.m. comes, you see, that is considered as evening. You see, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., that is considered as evening. This is called as between the evenings in the Bible. In Israel, you see, there were actually two evenings, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. That is called as one evening. And from 3 p.m., you see, to 6 p.m., there was another evening. So the Bible says The lamb was supposed to be slain between the evenings. So exactly at that moment, 3 p.m., you see, Jesus actually died on the cross. You all remember that? So when Jesus would have probably celebrated this memorial, if you see, it is exactly at that same moment, not before that one. You see, let us read one verse in Exodus. 1 minute, I'll show you which verse. 1 minute. 1 minute. Okay. Read Exodus 12:6. Anybody? How does it come in your Bible? Let us see. In Nepali, you can read. Exodus 12:6, brother, please.
And ye shall keep it off until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregations of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
In the evening. Okay. How does it come in Nepali? Can I read it?
अनि सारा मिश्र देशभरि भारी चिच्याहट मचिनेछ जस्तो कहिल्यै भएको थिएन, न त यस्तो फेरि कहिले हुनेछ।
Okay, so it doesn't say between the evening, correct, Master? It says only evening.
Wrong verse, man.
What? Sorry, brother.
Okay, so wrong verse, okay.
Okay, let me read, brother.
Okay.
अनि तिमीहरूले त्यसलाई त्यही महिनाको 14 दिनसम्म राखी छोड्नु, अनि बेलुकी पख इजरायलको समुदायको सम्पूर्ण सभाले त्यसलाई मार्नु। बेलुकी पख।
Okay. So it doesn't come between the evening, no brother?
No, brother.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. In some other translations, that word actually means between the evening. Between the evening means what? Between 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you say between 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., that is actually 3 p.m. So 3 p.m. is the exact between, and that hour, you see, Jesus actually died on the cross. You see, what did we say here? The hour is coming when the Son should be glorified. The hour is coming, you see, that where everybody will be scattered. The hour is coming when Son of Man should be crucified. So Jesus at that particular hour. So these are all examples or reflections which clearly teaches that the Lord's memorial cannot be taken whenever we want. So, and one more thing. Here in this paragraph, how did Jesus actually die the same day and also celebrate the Passover the same day? Remember, Jesus was a person who was supposed to be under the law. Okay? So, he was supposed to, you see, keep all the law. And not only keep all the law, he was supposed to live very strictly as per the law. And any violation of the law, even before his death, even one violation of the law would make him void. You see, and he could not give the ransom. His ransom sacrifice would be a unholy sacrifice. So Jesus had to completely keep the law. So even the Passover law, he had to keep it. So how could he keep it? Because when Jesus had died on the cross, you see, the Jewish people had not yet celebrated the Passover. You see, they had not yet begun celebrating the Passover. I'll show you one scripture. That's what brother says in this, you see, volume. That when Jesus actually died, the Jewish people had not celebrated the Passover. Let us read John 19 chapter, John 19, 31. Read John 19:31 in English.
On John 19, verse 31, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away.
Okay, so if you see in this scripture, it says the Jews therefore, because it's a day of preparation, the body should not remain on the cross. You see, so the Jews had not yet begun the celebration of the Passover. So they say it was the day of the preparation for the memorial. So for the Passover, okay, that means one day before. So it is after 6 p.m. only that the Jewish people actually began to celebrate it. Let me see one more scripture. One minute. Mark 15, chapter 42 over there.
Mark 15, verse 42. And now, when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath.
See, that is the day before the Sabbath. So here if you see, that is also referring to the same period. So how could Jesus die the same day while the Jewish people had not had begun to celebrate their Passover? So how could this possible? It is after 6 p.m. when Jesus died on the cross that the Jewish people, you see, they went to their home and began to slay the Passover lamb and they celebrated the Passover. So how could Jesus celebrate one day before? That's what here in the paragraph brother says. You see, Jesus actually did that was on the Nisan 13th. So how could doing Nisan 13 not violate the law? What rule had God kept? If you see, in the Jewish calendar or in the Jewish calculation of the day, there was a provision. There was a provision which God had made the calculation of a day to begin not from 12 p.m., 12 midnight, 12 a.m. midnight to 12 a.m. midnight. That was not the actually Jewish calculation of a day. You see, the Jewish calculation of the day was supposed to begin previous day from 6 p.m. to today 6 p.m. That was considered a day. There are two provisions in the Jewish calendar. Let us read that verse. It comes in Leviticus. 1 minute. 23rd chapter. 23rd chapter. Verse 32. Leviticus 23:32.
It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your soul in the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath.
You see, so when does God tell to celebrate the Sabbath? When did the Sabbath begin? The time is given there, evening to evening. So evening is 6 p.m. From 6 p.m., the previous day itself, actually, you see, the day began. So once when Jesus, you see, began to celebrate the memorial with the disciples, that was actually 13th of Nisan. Evening, 6 p.m. But in God's day calculation, it was the beginning of the April 14th, Nisan, April 14th, early. You see, so Jesus, he took the lamb, Again, it was in the evening, so it was corresponding to the antitypical, you see, the Passover lamb. So Jesus broke the bread, drank the wine, and immediately he went for the trial, where in Garden of Gethsemane he was arrested. The trial went on completely, and early in the morning, remember, early in the morning he was taken for Pilate, and almost at 9 a.m. he was almost, you see, crucified on the cross. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you see, Jesus was on the cross for almost 6 hours. So again, when he died, it was 3 p.m. So before that day ended, Jesus died. So what happened after 6 p.m., you see, when Jesus had already left out, Jesus gave his breath at 3 p.m. So between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., the Jewish people did not want the dead body to remain on the cross, because it was actually a violation of the Passover rule, because it would be like defiling, you see, the Passover. There's one verse, I'll show you. The Jewish people did not want to defile themselves. For a minute. Correct. Read John 18:28. John 18:28.
John 18, verse 28. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the house of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover.
See, here, after the complete inquiry in the midnight, you see, in the night and all, where? In the Caiaphas house. The high priest house. Jesus was led where? To Pilate house. So what was the time? It says early. That means already the sun has begun to rise. Probably it might be around, you see, 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or something like that. You see? So that's the time that Jesus was in Pilate's house. But did the Jewish people, or the, what do you say, the Caiaphas and the high priest, did they enter there? If you see, no. Why? Because they did not want to be defiled, you see, with dead bodies or blood. You see, that was again the violation of the law. So it says they did not enter there. Why? Because they might eat the Passover. So that verse clearly says when Jesus was standing before Pilate, you see, the Jewish people had not taken the Passover. So the slaying of the lamb had not taken place in Israel. But yet, you see, Jesus has already celebrated his new memorial. You see, because the day began previous evening. So God had made this arrangement. Why? Because God knew very well when Jesus would be dead on the cross, that would be the day of the Passover. So he was supposed to be under the Lord, he under the law, and he had to keep the, you see, Passover. So God made a provision that day began the previous day from 6 p.m. So previous day, 6 p.m. itself, Jesus commemorated the new, you see, the memorial, the new Passover emblems, you see, the bread and the wine. So hence, you see, whenever you search on the Google, what is the day of the memorial? If you see, this year it will show March 1st. You see, of course, April 14th comes on March 1st. But we are not celebrating on March 1st, on April 14th. But we are doing it one day before. Which is that one day before? Nisan 13th. So Nisan 13, not Nisan 14th. Nisan 13th at sundown, it is March 31st after 6 p.m. We commemorate, you see, the Lord's memorial. Okay, I hope you understood. But if you don't, if you're not able to understand this concept properly, no worry. God willing, when we come there, when I come there, I'll explain to you in detail with a complete presentations, which we'll prepare shortly. Okay. Next paragraph. Romy sister, can you read? Washing one another's feet.
Sure, brother. Washing one another's feet. Jesus and his disciples, being Jewish, were obligated to keep the Jewish Passover supper and ate together a literal lamb with herb and unleavened bread and wine. But we are no longer interested in those typical matters which have forever passed away by being fulfilled in Christ. It was after the Jewish Passover supper that our Lord instituted the new memorial supper commemorative of his own sacrifice for the firstborn and of their joint sacrifice with him, as we shall show. Whether the washing of his disciples' feet by our Lord was after the Passover supper and before the memorial supper or after the later, we cannot be too positive, but apparently it was the later. Matthew chapter 16 verse, sorry, chapter 26 verse 26, and was intended as an example in humility and a lesson to the apostle who seemed still to have had a spirit of rivalry for preeminence. In any event, the feet washing was not a part of the memorial, nor do we understand it to have been enjoined as a custom amongst our Lord's disciples, though we have no quarrel with those who think differently and those who wash each other's feet literally. To our understanding, the lesson was that our Lord's followers were not to shun any service, however menial, that would enable them to assist or comfort one another. Performing this service today is usually far from a convenience to those who practice it, whereas other comforting services are often neglected.
Thank you, sister. So, washing one another's feet. You see, so what did Jesus do actually? If you see here, one point, brother mentions that Jesus actually literally celebrated the Passover lamb. That means he literally ate this Passover lamb with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. But is there any scripture that supports this one? If you see, there is one scripture. Okay, let us read that one. That is in Luke 22, Luke 22, verse 13. Luke 22, verse 13. Read, brother, please.
Luke 22, verse 13. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover.
Ah, they made ready the Passover. So which Passover did they made ready? You see, let us read Matthew 26:18. Matthew 26:18 also, brother.
And he said, Go into the city to such a man and say unto him, The master said, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples.
Continue.
And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover.
Ah, they made ready the Passover. Next, what happened? 1 minute, brother. Verse 21.
Verse 21, and as they did eat, he said,
Ah,
Verily.
so here the Passover was prepared. And Jesus, along with the disciples, began to eat the Passover. Next, if you observe that verse, read verse 26, brother. What happened?
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it. And gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body.
Continue.
And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it.
Drink ye all of it. So here if you read, you get the sequence. Jesus actually celebrated the little Passover. You see, because he was under the law, he was supposed to keep it. You see, after that one only, Jesus taught the disciples. Which is the Passover or the memorial of the Passover? See, memorial means what? Memorial means the meaning of word memorial means in memory of something. You see, in memory of what? In memory of the death of the antitypical Passover lamb, Jesus Christ on the cross. So, in memory of the death of Jesus, we are commemorating the memorial. So, answer, it is to be done in this way. Now come to Luke. Okay, now come to Luke chapter. You see, what did Jesus say? We read verse 13. Okay, now verse 14 and 15, brother. Luke 22, verse 14 and 15.
And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
That means what? After Jesus has taken the literal, you see, Passover as per the law, you see, the next thing what he substituted was that with desire have I desired to eat this one. And he never told to do this in remembrance of me. Do this means what? Do the little sacrifice of the lamb, eat with bitter herbs, and with the unleavened bread. No, he did not say that one. You see, what did he say? With desire, I have a desire to take this Passover with you. Immediately he told, you see, the bread is my body. It is broken for you. This wine is my blood, which is shed for the remission of my sins of the many people. You see, so he told, you do this in remembrance of me. And Apostle Paul, in the book of Corinthians, gives us a clear clarification. You see, isn't it now? Now, which one we need to do? We need to, you see, sacrifice the lamb and then take this bread and wine. You see, is it such a way? No. Let us read what Apostle Paul tells. Come to Book of Corinthians. You see, Book of Corinthians, chapter 12. Book of Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 23. Twenty-three to 25. First Corinthians, sorry, 11 chapter. Please forgive. First Corinthians 11 chapter, verse 23 to 25.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 25.
Okay,
For I
Rohini
have
sister and Amar brother, you can please observe this verse in Nepali also. Okay, Gopal brother, you continue. You read a little slowly so they can catch up in Nepali. Okay.
Okay. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread,
See,
and
here Apostle Paul clearly mentions, now what I am going to teach you is not my own teaching. It is received, it is delivered by the Lord. That means Lord has clearly taught Apostle Paul what was supposed to be done and what actually he did. You see, now it says, in the same night in which he was betrayed, that means the same night where he was arrested, what did Jesus do? He took the bread. It doesn't say that, you see, he took the lamb also, he sacrificed all those things. All those things he would have done. But that is not important to us. That is not important that we celebrate that one. That's what Jesus requested there. Do this in remembrance of me. With great desire, I have a desire to celebrate this Passover with you. Means what? Jesus is telling you, forget the old one. Follow the new one. The clarity is given by Apostle Paul. Continue with the next. He took the bread and
He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me."
See, he clearly requested, do this in remembrance of me. That means what? Don't take the lamb and don't take the lamb a little slate. That is not important now. Doing this in remembrance is very, very important. You see, next continue, brother. Next, what happened?
After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my body. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me."
See, here also, Jesus clearly mentions the same thing. You see, that means what? Do this in remembrance of me. That means what? Do this one, taking the bread and taking the wine. So, though Jesus would have celebrated, you see, the little memorial, after 20 would have commemorated the news emblems, you see, he has requested us to do only this one, and this one only has to be done. Okay, now next thing, on the day of the memorial, or in the same moment of the memorial, what else did Jesus do? You see, the Bible says, Jesus washed, you see, disciples' feet. You see, John 13 chapter. You see, John 13 chapter, verse 4. John 13, 4. Anybody can read, Amar brother or Romy sister, you can also read, sir.
He rise from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself.
Okay, so here if you see, Jesus took a towel and girded himself and began to pour water and wash the disciples' feet. So here if you see, this, you see, thing also what Jesus did on the day of the memorial. So some people, you see, take this one also. So Jesus has also given this as an example. So he told clearly, I being your master, have washed your feet. So you also should do that one. So that Jesus clearly mentioned that on that day, we should wash each and everybody's feet. So some people, they even do this one, not among the Bible students, among the world, among the Babylon. You see, some people, they think on the Good Friday, you see, what did they do? They wash, you see, everybody's feet, especially you see the bishop or in the Roman Catholic on the CSI, each and every church member's feet is washed on that particular day. Why? Because Jesus has set an example. Okay. Now, first of all, why did Jesus wash the disciples' feet on that particular day? Why did he not wash any other day? Why did he do it on the same day? You see, there were so many 3.5 years he was there with them. So Jesus never washed their feet, but particularly why did they wash on this day? You see, actually, the Jewish custom was that if you enter somebody's house, you see, the feet and the hands were supposed to be washed. And the host of the house was supposed to do it. But here, if you see, it was a stranger's house. And the disciples also did not bother, you see, to arrange for a cleansing of their feet and hands. So they came and sat. And once they came and sat, there began a debate who is the great. Because how did they sit? You see, we all know how Jesus sat. Jesus sat in the center and the disciples were on the side. So here, the competition began. Who was the greatest? Who sat very close to Jesus? They thought they was the greatest. Hence, James and John sent their mother requesting to give permission for two sons to sit next to him. So they thought that literally that seat is very important, very sitting very close to Jesus. You see, so there began to be a competition. And hence, Jesus indirectly rebuking them. You see, he began to pour water, you see, and began to wash their feet, saying, whoever is greatest among you, first thing you should do is that you should wash everybody's feet. That means what? Not literally wash somebody's feet. You should humble yourself to such an extent that you should be ready to cleanse anybody, ready to clean anybody, not literal cleaning, you see. Ready to assist, ready to help somebody to clean off their sin, whatever be the matter. You see, whatever be the person, are you ready to go to such an extent? See, when they began to debate themselves, they would have definitely discussed, oh, you are great. What have I done? I have done so many great things. I have done so many great things. I'm very close to Jesus. You know, Jesus took me to such and such place. So all these things, debate would have come. So Jesus told, that is not important, that I have taken to you to Mount of Transfiguration. I loved you. I said that you are my loving disciple. That is not important. The more important thing is that the way you serve people. That was very important. That's what Jesus showed in this example. You see, who is the greatest? Who serves somebody to cleanse of their sin. There's a scripture in the Bible. 1 minute. In Isaiah, the character of Jesus, Isaiah, I think. Verse 1, 2, and 3. Anybody can read Isaiah 42, 1, 2, and 3.
Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street, or a brass reel. Reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
You see, what does it say? It says, 1 minute. A bruised reed he shall not break. Correct, no? And the smoking flax, it should not quench. Correct, now?
Yes, brother.
What is a bruised reed? 1 minute, I'll show you a picture. What does it come in Nepali?
Brother, please mention the verse, brother.
आइज़ा फोर्टी टू
इसाया
थ्री, आइज़ा फोर्टी टू थ्री बता।
ओके बता
इच्छा यको निगालोलाई तिनले भाँच्ने छैनन्, धुवा निस्किरहेको सलेदोलाई तिनले निभाउने छैनन्, तिनले न्याय सत्यतालाई ल्याइ पुर्याउने छन्।
हियर वन वन वर्स वन वर्ड कम धुआं करेक्ट है।
धुआ यस
धुआं मीन्स व्हाट स्मोक।
स्मोक यस
सी दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ रीड यू गॉट स्टर सी दिस स्मॉल
यस मैम
ड्राई ग्रास दैट इज कॉल्ड एज अ रीड। हियर व्हाट डज बाइबल से इवन ए ड्राइड स्ट्रॉ ई शैल नॉट ब्रेक इट सीम्स। वी ऑल नो वेरी वेल दिस इज वॉट यूजली द कव फीड्स अपॉन। You see, it is very delicate. It breaks very easily. Correct, no?
Yes, brother.
Here Jesus says, even that one he shall not break, it seems. And now next, what does he say? A smoking flax he shall not quench. See, that means what you can see in the candle. You see, the fire is completely extinguished. There is no fire. But there is a small red thing that is burning at the tip of the candle. Correct, no? A smoke is coming from that one.
Yes, brother.
You would have observed in your days, if you take a mastic near to it, it will immediately light. Correct, no? No need to put the mastic upon the candle. But if you take the mastic, the lightened mastic, near the smoke of the candle, immediately the candle will glow. Correct? You observed? Have you observed?
Yes, brother.
You have done it or not? Okay, no problem. If you have not done it, you try it and do it today. Okay, you light a candle. After a few minutes, you just off the candle. Okay, let the candle, that fire go off. You take the mastic on the mastic, but don't take it on the twig. Don't put it on the twig. Just keep it a little bit near where the smoke comes. Immediately, you see the candle will light. Now, why this scripture is given here about Jesus Christ? See, these two things, what we saw now, is a very delicate thing. You see, if you are not very careful, that twig, that straw, it will break. If you're not very careful, that candle will completely go off. You see? So, if you are very careful, you can again light the candle. If you are very careful, you can still maintain the stick. You see, the straw is a stick. You can still maintain it. You can keep it, you see, very alive. So, what does it mean? This is the character of Jesus, where it tells even a small little bit of good thing, if anybody is having, he won't break it. You see, there are flaws in everybody. No problem. You see, there are 100 mistakes a person does. You see, everybody has got mistakes. No problem. But somebody has got good thing, he will encourage it. You see, if somebody has got one little bit of faith, a small faith as a mustard seed, even that one, Jesus will not quench. Jesus will never tell that you're useless, you're waste, you can't do anything, you're fit for nothing. Jesus will never tell that one, it seems. Instead, he will encourage. Remember what Jesus said to Judas? Jesus knew very well that Judas would betray him. Correct, no? But as soon as Judas came and kissed Jesus, what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say?
To Judah? I was always with you.
That one he told to the soldiers and the, you see, priest. What did Jesus tell to Judas in the ear? He came and kissed, no? You see? So Jesus spoke something in his ears, which nobody could listen. Only the disciples and Judas knew. What did Jesus say to him? Okay, Gopal brother, what did Judas, what did Jesus say to Judas?
I forgot better.
Okay, he said, "My friend, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" You see, he never scolded him, but he silently, very politely said, "Huh? Do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" Friend, even at that moment, he called him as friend. That was the bruised reed he did not break. That was a smoking flax. It was almost ready to die. A small faith, even that one, he did not want to, you see, completely, you see, completely stop it. Hence, when Judas, he did all these things, no? The Bible says he repented. You observed, no? You observed, no? Judas, did he repent or not? Okay, read.
Brother.
Okay, read Matthew 27, I think. 1 minute. Matthew 27:3. Matthew 27:3.
Matthew 27, verse 3. The Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders.
Why did he repent? Because these words of ours began to work him. You see, that word, that friend, you betray the Son of Man with a kiss. You see, it all began to work inside him. And he never thought that Jesus would be condemned to death. He thought that Jesus would be somewhere, you give some penalty, something, etc., etc., and Jesus would exercise his power. You see, and even fight with the Roman soldiers and all, and show his miracle powers and all, and escape from them, and establish his kingdom in Israel. And immediately that work will happen, and he also could be one of the chief ministers. You see, that was actually his thought. Actually, Brother Russell spoke about the why Judas went to betray in a different chapter. God willing, we'll see. But what made him to repent? You see, a certain bit of the words and actions of Jesus. So, here if you come to this scripture where example of Jesus washing his feet, why Jesus mentioned? Because Jesus was at the last moments, you see, spending some precious and last moments with the disciples. At that time, Jesus expected somebody to comfort him because several times, you see, he told that I am going to die. You see, so a betrayer is going to come and you see catch hold of me. You see, so all these things when Jesus mentioned, none of them comforted him. Read Luke 22, 21. Luke 22, 21 to 24. Read.
Luke 22, verse 21 to 24. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed.
Jesus, if he says that one, who unto that man from whom you see I am betrayed, it was such a pain for him. It was not very easy for him. So Jesus is expressing his painful heart condition to the disciples. Now, what were the disciples doing? 1 minute. Psalms 41. Read Psalms 41. Verse 9.
Psalm 41, verse 9. Ye, mine own familiar friends, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heels against me.
See, what pain, no? Is somebody so close, you see, has lifted up his heel against me. That means what? He has kicked me. Such was the feeling of Jesus when Judas betrayed him. Read one more verse, Psalms 55. So these are all the expression, what you say, the feelings and the things that were running in Jesus. Psalms 55, verse 12, 13, 14. Correct. Psalms 55, 12, 13, 14, sister.
For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, my equal, my guide.
My equal. A man was my equal, my guide. Such importance Jesus has given to Judas. Hence, gave the responsibility of a treasurer. Next, continue, sir. Huh?
My guide, mine acquaintance. Verse 14. We took sweet counsel together and walk unto the house of God in company.
What? Sweet counsel together means what? Best friend, how we speak together, no? Personal things, things which are in our heart, which completely share with them. You see, took good counsel, sweet counsel when we walked together to the temple. When the ministry was done, he was treated equally with all the disciples. All the heartfelt feelings Jesus has shared with, you see, all these people, even with Judas also. Next, continue. Huh? Finish that verse? Three verses you finished?
Yes, brother. Till 14.
Now, see the reaction of Jesus here. Come to Luke 22. You see? Luke 22. See the heart, the pain which Jesus had because Judas had betrayed him. Jesus knew very well that Judas is going to betray him. So it was not very easy for Jesus to digest. It was a very painful situation. He is expressing these feelings to the rest of the 11 disciples. At least somebody should understand and comfort him. No, don't worry. If somebody is crying, what you will do? Brother, don't worry. Why are you crying? Lord is there. We are all there. Some words will start speaking to them, comfort them, no? But see, what did Jesus, what did the disciples do to Jesus? Luke 22, verse 23.
Luke chapter 22, verse 23, brother.
Correct, sister.
And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing.
Continue.
And 24, okay. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be counted the greatest.
See? There was a strife among themselves about who is the greatest, it seems, instead of comforting Jesus. That is the time. You see, Jesus gave him example. What is example? Verse 25.
And he said unto them, the king of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. And they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors.
Okay, continue.
26. But he shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve.
What did Jesus say? This is the example that Jesus gave when he washed everybody's feet. Among the Gentiles in the world is like that. You see, the king will be the Lord. Everybody will be the subordinates. You see, whatever the king tells, they should listen. But among you, it is the reverse. What is the reverse? The leader should serve everybody. That is what Jesus set an example. He immediately took the bowl and the towel and began to wash disciples' feet, indirectly rebuking. Instead of washing feet, you're all sitting and quarreling, not even understanding my feelings. You see, so Jesus taught an example that you should humble yourself, not literally wash everybody's feet. You see, to remain humble, and always anybody who has to be a leader, he should be ready to serve the brethren at any cost, at any level. That's what Jesus gave them, a beautiful example. Some people in Babylon, they take it literally and wash everybody's feet. Okay, they do this one. But apart from that, what about, you see, helping the brethren? You see, helping the brethren to overcome. Where is that one? Where is that washing of cleansing from the sin? That activity they don't do. That's what Jesus said. You should be in such a way, somebody has got little feet, little faith. Don't break it. Don't quench it. Help them to grow more. Help them to grow more. Assist them to come out of sin. Cleanse them from the sinful activities. Let them be pure. This is what actually Jesus gave example. And if you see in the incident of washing, you know what happens? Everybody kept silently. But what did Peter say? What did Apostle Peter say when Jesus went to wash his feet? What did Peter say?
What he said, wash his whole body.
Before that, what did he say? Did he agree to get washed
no.
by Jesus?
No, no. Not.
What did he say?
Please don't wash my feet.
See, all these things you should be studying. Okay, good. Read John 13. See, there is a method to study all these things during the memorial method. Okay, I'll give you a clue. Okay, for everybody. Take the four gospels. You see, take down all the verses of the incidents which actually taken place during the memorial, four gospels. Keep it parallelly and study it. You will come to know what has happened after each and every incident. It's actually a beautiful study. You see, so it's good that you meditate on these things, you see, in these days also. Okay, this is just my suggestion. Now read John 13 chapter, verse 6. Read from verse 6. Continue. Read. Keep on reading from verse 6.
Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
See, Peter did not agree at all. I'll never allow you to wash my feet. Jesus clearly said, if your feet is not washed, you don't have any place with me at all. Immediately see the reaction of Peter. What did Peter say? Ninth verse.
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
What does he mean? He meant, Lord, I am ready. Please give me bath completely. You see? So that should be our reaction. Not only cleansing ourselves, to be completely washed from head to toe. You see, when Jesus cleanses us, he tries to make us pure, we should be ready to get pure completely from head to bottom. Top to bottom. You see? Next verse, what did Jesus say? Verse 10.
Jesus said to him, he that is washed needed not save to wash his feet.
That
but
means what?
It...
Jesus said, if one man is already taken a bath, it is only required to wash his feet, not the entire body. Then continue.
But is clean very with, and ye are clean, but not all.
You are clean, but not All. So that means what? Jesus had already cleaned them, taken out that impurities from them. What is this? Not literal purity. You see, all the defilements in them, Jesus had taken out. You see, so there was only little bit things that has to be corrected. So what was that one? That ego, that competition, the greatness, I am great, you are small, oh, I am the greatest, I am wrongly doing all these things, all these things. So this thing, Jesus corrected. Jesus wanted them to maintain that unity and that oneness. Always be together. You see, a leader is the one who takes the flock together. A leader is not the one who always, you see, tries to be dominant over the flock. No, Jesus said, you see, you should be a leader who should guide the flock. But this is what Jesus set an example, not literally washing feet. They do little washing feet in the Babylon. But what about assisting them? What about helping them? What about encouraging them when there is some trouble and problem? Where is this attitude of really assisting them? There are a lot of opportunities there, but none of them do all these things, sir. You see, but when comes to the, you see, the Good Friday, they try to pretend that they're very good. You see, this is of no use to God's children. Okay? So, we'll stop here. We'll continue next week. Any doubts, any questions? Anybody, any doubts, any questions?
No, brother. Thank you, brother.
Okay. So, in the end, we'll have a prayer and we close. So, who will pray? Romi sister or Brother Gopal?
Okay, brother. Okay, brother. That's great. सर्वशक्तिमान परमेश्वर हामी तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद चढाउँदछौँ अनि आजको दिनमा फेरि पनि तपाईँको वचनलाई बुझ्ने मौका अवश्य तपाईँले हामीलाई दिनुभएको छ अनि हामी मेमोरियल सिजनमा छौँ र मेमोरियलको निम्ति हामी तयारी हुँदैछौँ तपाईँको वचनहरूलाई हामी सुनिराखेका छौँ र मेमोरियलको अझै गहनतालाई हामीलाई बुझ्न तपाईँले नै हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुभएको छ त्यसको लागि धेरै धेरै धन्यवाद भन्न चाहन्छु परमेश्वर स्वाध्ययनमा हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस् अझै यो समयहरूमा हामीलाई बुझ्नलाई स्वाध्ययन गरिकन अझै मनन गर्नलाई तपाईँले हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुहोस् र हाम्रो हृदयहरूलाई अझै तयार बनाउनको निम्ति तपाईँले नै हामीलाई सहायता गर्नुभएको होस् धन्यवाद सम्पूर्ण कुरा तपाईँको हातमा सुम्पदछु सहायता गर्नुभयो त्यसको लागि धन्यवाद सारा द महिमा प्रशंसा तपाईँलाई नश्रति सुकृष्टको चरण पवित्र नाममा आमेन
Amen, amen. Thank you.